If you wanted to pour something into a Coke bottle, say, you might have to use something in the top.
Yeah, my funnel.
All right.
Yeah. Funnel.
And what do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're driving them?
Whip.
All right. And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a what?
Bag.
What would it be made of?
Paper.
All right. What would flour come in?
Sack.
All right, it'd be made out of what?
Cloth.
All right. What would feed come in?
It'd come in a grass sack. We call it a grass sack. What the name we call them? We don't say grass sack all the time. We call it a croaker sack, I believe.
You'd be more like those that call it a croaker
sack? Yeah, a croaker sack.
All right. Do you remember when you used to carry corn to the mill to
yes,
be ground?
Yes, ma'am. I carried that many times.
What was the amount you'd carry at one time?
Well, maybe we'd carry maybe half a bushel. Maybe the larger family carry bushels, or sometimes even some of them would carry 2 bushels like that for the big family.
Ever hear that referred to as a turn of corn?
Yes, that's a turn of corn. Yes. Well, that's just any amount you would call it, maybe say a turn of corn.
What about a turn of wood? Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes, a turn of wood. That's all you can get in your arm and bring in the house.
I see.
That's what you call a turn of wood.
If a light burns out in an electric light, you have to screw in a new what?
Bulb.
All right. They sometimes call it a light.
Light bulb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. When you carry out the washing to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Well, in a pail or pan, whatever you in. What you got what you put your clothes in.
Okay, now they have a kind of a, like when you go to do your washing, maybe you have a clothes, something.
Oh, a basket.
Okay.
Basket.
Did they have baskets in the old days?
Yes. No, they didn't have no baskets.
They didn't. They used something else.
Anything to get the hands on.
What did nails come in?
Nails?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's like it is. Nails, all it has been in a... I don't know what you call it.
Looks like a little barrel.
Well, yeah, keg, that's right. Keg, nail keg, that's right.
All right. Yeah. And what runs around the outside of a barrel? The metal pieces?
Well, hoops.
And they hold it together.
Yes,
right?
That's right. Hoop.
What would you put in the top of a bottle to keep something from spilling?
Stopper.
What would it be made of?
It used to be made out of cork, but you don't see that now.
Now, what would you... If you didn't have a cork stopper, what might you use?
Oh, we used to take some paper, you know, and wad it or twist it all up and make a paper stopper and put it in there. Well, I would use that corn cob for making the stopper and all like that.
Ah.
Maybe if it's a big bottle, if you use a corn cob, maybe it isn't.
It had to have a certain size neck though to use the cob.
That's right.
There's a musical instrument that children play that they blow in and move back.
French harp.
And was there ever one you remember that you held between your teeth and you plucked?
Yeah, Jew's harp.
Did you ever play one?
No, I tried, but I never could do much playing.
I'm always hoping that somebody will say, yes, I can play one, and they'll show me.
Yeah. I had a brother could play them, though.
Really?
Yeah, I had a brother could play the old Jew's harp, my oldest brother.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you pound nails with?
Wait.
Well, when you're putting, you know, if you're doing some carpenter
work. Oh, a hammer?
All right. And if you got a nail, you say you're going to do what to it in the wall? I'm going to take a hammer and...
Drive it in the wall.
All right. Yeah. And if you don't get it in far enough, you say, I've got to do what I've...
I've got to drive it some more. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I just didn't...
Drive it far enough.
Okay. And it'll have to be...
Have to be drove up further.
All right.
Driven up further.
Talking about the old parts of a wagon, the part that goes up between the horses
is that's the tongue of the wagon.
All right. If you have the horse and a buggy, the two pieces.
Shares.
All right. Now, thinking about the wheel part of the wagon,
yes.
The center